This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
The National Institute of Circus Arts in Paran is the home of Circus for Melbourne Fringe 2023. Deconstructing the norm and transcending the boundaries of circus. The internationally acclaimed Dummies Corps present a killer circus comedy, Dumb Detectives. It's playing this week from the 18th through to the 21st of October. And to find out more, we're joined by Lee Rhodes from Dumb Detectives. Lee, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Dumb Detectives, it's not someone I suppose we'd want to hire to solve a mystery. Instead, it's a killer circus comedy. What's it about?
Basically, it is like Pink Panther meets Mr. Bean, murder mystery, noir extravaganza, basically.
What made you come up with that combination?
We originally were doing kids shows with our company, and we decided to make a new show. We wanted to do something a little bit adult, but still be able to keep our clowning qualities and everything we've accumulated over the years. So we kind of thought, oh, we want a show that has a little bit more of a storyline, and so we came up with a murder mystery with a clown twist.
So it's like going to the circus, being intrigued by what you're seeing, but also having to use your brain.
Yeah, exactly. So it's basically this mystery that we have to solve through the show, but it's got all these elements of acrobatics, juggling, aerials, clowning. It's got a whole bunch of stuff intermingled into kind of like this theatrical performance.
Now, it's set in a bygone era. I'm assuming you're not going to bring back the animals.
No, we're not. There's no animals. There is puppetry. There's a lot of puppetry in the show, and miming and kind of more theatrical storytelling elements.
We're chatting with Lee Rhodes from Dummies Corp about their show Dumb Detectives, which is part of the Melbourne Fringe Festival. I think for me, Lee, circus, you know, it always fills me with awe. It's an experience. It's like our attention has been captured, and, you know, it's drawing us away from our busy lives, and you have, it's almost like a meditation session in a way. What can your audience expect when they go and see the show?
I think what they're going to find is it's going to be a different experience to what they would normally think when they think circus. It's more of a contemporary take on circus. It's more about the mystery and interweaving those circus skills into it to create a story as a whole, which I think is a nice twist that you don't usually see very often. That's a traditional circus.
Is circus having a bit of a moment at the moment? This is the second circus performance that we've had on Drive from the Melbourne Fringe Festival, and you've said, you know, you've expanded it from a traditional circus. Is it going through a bit of a renaissance?
It's been quite like that for quite a few years now. Two sides. There's the traditional, and then there's the more contemporary side of circus, and I'd say even though ours is theatrical, it is on the contemporary side because it uses more theatrical elements to tell a story rather than just an act after act kind of traditional style. So circus has been like this for a few years. There's kind of two different sides to it.
Fantastic. What got you into circus?
I originally did it just as like a community thing with my family, and then I just kept at it, and eventually pathways opened up to be able to go to NICA, the institute that we're performing at, and then travel around the world touring shows, basically.
I imagine preparation is really intense because there's some, you know, I mean, you see some stuff, you go, wow, how do they do that?
Yeah, so basically lots of training. All the cast have trained for years and years to get these tricks in. It's quite hard sometimes to juggle the skills as well as creating the show to be able to do the skills but also tell the story.
Lee, you've probably performed everywhere around the world. What's the Melbourne Fringe Festival like as a home for circus?
I think it's quite nice. I think it's a nice hub, especially for us as performers, because our friends and family can come and see it. And especially with NICA opening up as one of the circus hubs, I think it's a really good way to highlight what NICA has done over the years and what NICA's becoming as well.
And that's a permanent fixture in Melbourne, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So Melbourne's the home for circus. I love it. Lee, it sounds like the show is a must-see at this year's Fringe. Thank you so much for joining us on Drive.
No worries. Thanks for that.
Thank you, Dumb Detectives.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.